This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Talking about Justin Thomas?
We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox, and I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everybody? I am Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's. I definitely don't know the what's what's. Once upon a time, I had Corona, and I am your number one Dallas Cowboys football fan.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser, my wife, right now. And on the weekends, and the weekends only, we shotgun Bud Light hard seltzer, and we go hard. What
the? And it turns out those games were a little bit hard.
Harder to
than Ray thought.
Predict.
I mean, Ray said there was. These are easy games this weekend.
All right.
I want to hear what Ray was mostly surprised about.
What has to be, no, it's what everybody was most surprised about. The Cleveland Browns. That's what everybody is most surprised about. I mean, listen, maybe you don't need a freaking coach to win in the NFL. Stop. One game, they outplayed Pittsburgh. They dominated the game.
They've outplayed Pittsburgh twice, though, right? Did they win them the first time they played them?
No.
Did they beat them?
No.
Had they beat them at all this season?
Yeah, they beat them week 17 to get into the playoffs because the Steelers rested Big Ben. And they beat him by 2 points. So, listen, everybody got online. Oh, Pitts is right. See, Pitts is right. You're such an idiot.
Who's Pitts?
Pitts is the guy that came on here and said that not having your coach is not a disadvantage.
Oh, you're right.
Bub was right.
Bub was right. No. Give him some barbecue,
stop,
Bub.
Stop.
Where Bub was right.
Listen.
Where Bub was wrong.
It did not help that the Steelers just kept handing them the freaking ball. I mean, play one. They snap it into the end zone.
You mean the interceptions?
So the people that did bet this game, I will say this. I did go to bed. Your update is going to be my first one that I just saw a score. I never saw highlights.
Oh.
The first play of the game goes over Ben's head, and it's a touchdown for the Browns, right?
Yes.
You were a gambler,
oh God,
guys, turn the game off because you know it's the gambling gods do not want you to win that game. And that from there it was downhill. Apparently, it became a little bit more equilibrium towards the end of the game. But boy, was it a landslide. And if you were on that hill, get the hell out. It's snowing in Nashville. Sorry, guys, for the winter reference.
It was amazing how Big Ben just kept throwing the ball to Cleveland over and over again. He looked awful back there. And he just looked so like, huh, what the heck's going on out here? And then Cleveland starts playing on this little prevent defense, which is smart because you don't want to get beat by the big play. Make them go 9 plays, 10 plays to get down the field. And it just showed Pittsburgh was a fraud all season. And it hurt their injuries on the defensive side of the ball. It came back. It was just over. They couldn't run the ball. Then they get it to within 12 or 13, and there's like 13 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and they have a fourth and one from their own 48. And they went punt for it. Stupid ball.
Wait, what?
Like, what the hell are you doing, Mike Tomlin? You have a chance to really put the pressure on Cleveland.
Are you saying it's rigged?
No.
Why wouldn't he do that then? Why wouldn't he go for it?
I don't know. I would love to hear explanation.
What do you think, though?
Because he's an idiot. Because really? He thought his defense was playing better and they were going to be able to stop them. But you're down by 12. You're in the fourth quarter. You've made a pretty good comeback. Cleveland is starting – their buttholes are starting to get puckered. They are starting to get puckered. And if you line up and you get that fourth and one, if you get that fourth and one, it is full on pucker mode on the Cleveland sideline. They are freaking out. But instead, you let them off the hook. You had a chance to do it. Fourth and one, and you don't believe in your Hall of Fame quarterback to pick up 1 yard somehow. Awful.
Hey, what's up with these NFL teams scared of fourth and two and fourth and one? Titans did the same damn thing.
The Steelers must have watched the Titans and said, you know what? Fourth and two, and we got the guy that got us 2,000 yards. This season. Yeah, he's having a bad day, but we're not going to line it up and smash it down their throats for that 2 yards. Then you didn't deserve to win anyway, so why not go for it? Instead, you punt the ball, game over. See you later, Titans.
I just got a business idea.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know how, like,
I want my hands in the cookie jar. Big Show reference.
When you're watching, like, a crime, that a big national news story crime that went down or whatever, and you hear about it.
You talking about the White House?
Stuff like that. And then a week later, they're like, oh, we released the body cam footage. Oh, now we have the 911 call. Oh, now we have this. We need the audio from those headsets from every stupid play that we see on Sundays. Because I want to hear the conversation go down. All right, it's fourth and one, Mike. What do we do?
You're never going to get that.
We're going to punt. What the beep?
Coach, excuse me, did you say punt?
No, yeah, we're going to punt.
And then
you know what I mean?
Yes. Okay. Then they go out there and they line up in punt formation, right? And they run all these zigzags and they run these people around trying to get them to jump off sides, and then they take a delay of game. If you're going to try to draw them off sides, why not have Big Ben out there under center? Like, why are they going to jump off sides on a fake punt? Who cares?
Did they really do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
they
if
think
you're
going
to try to
man.
Draw someone off sides, bring Big Ben out there.
They think they're playing Madden?
Let him go hard count. Let him get under center like he's about to do a QB sneak. And then the Browns might jump off sides. But when the punter is standing 15 yards back there, they're not worried about the damn fake punt. And you.
What
so
are you
stupid.
Doing here? What are you doing here? You need to go coach. You need to get your butt off that seat and that mic out of your face and go coach.
I don't know the world without a mic in front of my face, though.
Well, the good news is the coach does have a mic in front of his face. He's the one that said punt because he had the mic right there like Britney Spears down to the side of his mouth. And he said punt.
You know, you talking about the nip slip?
It's funny you say that. I never see him say punt. I always
because
look,
they have their mouth covered.
Nah, I make it a point to whenever it's like, all right, it's fourth and one, and they have the camera on the coach. I never hear punt or see him say punt with a P.
They may say kick.
Maybe, but I never see the decision made, which makes me think somebody else is making that decision.
But when it's fourth and eight, you don't need to make that decision. You know, you're kicking.
All right. Yeah, sometimes I see that.
Yeah,
with the arm.
You wave the arm. You wave the
sometimes
arm.
Sometimes I see the arm, but I never see, let's punt. And I can read some lips.
You don't see the
I don't see the punt.
Just awful. I mean, Big Ben looked bad, and I think if you're Pittsburgh, you really got to think, that it's over for Big Ben.
Mm.
And I apologize too, guys. Pittsburgh 1-5 since I went to Big Ben's house on Lake Oconee Golf Course. And if I need to go back down there and release whatever
no,
I did.
No, it's over.
That
they already lost. Their season's over. You don't need
coach,
to go back.
You go back down there. He'll
you
be
jinxed
there.
Them coach, on Friday I'm when you said it was an easy lockup.
Coach, I'm trying to do a shout out for some free golf. Would you let me finish?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Right,
they're listening. Coach.
I will go back to that golf course, and I will release whatever I did jinx hoax-wise. I'm sorry.
What golf course again?
Lake Oconee Country Club. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You got into a country club?
Yeah, Dodd had the hookup.
Dodd's a member there?
I don't think so, but he got us right in there. Got us in like Flynn, you know what I'm saying?
So how much of the game you watch, Eddie?
I watched about 75% of it.
How much of it did you bet on? 100%?
Ooh, I was out. What? By Sunday, I was out of money.
You were cleaned out by the NFL game.
You
on
can
Sunday?
Thank the Bills for cleaning me out the first time, and then the remainder of my money was taken by
table tennis.
The Rams.
Oh,
and you then got wiped out on Saturday mid afternoon.
I was done for the rest of the month. Which made
Sunday. Wait, what happened to you making all this money? I thought you were cashing out with 75 cents.
Hey, the 87
cent
plan. Yeah,
Mr. Nickel, what happened to your foul-proof plan where you're not going to lose money? You had this guy you were betting with. And
I told you the key to that success is patience, and I did not have patience on Saturday. No patience. When I lost the Bills, I'm like,
So less than 24 hours after you said have patience, you had none of it.
Correct.
Here's what I've learned. Everybody has this huge idea. Here's how you win at blackjack, your card count. Here's how you beat roulette, you bet columns. But everybody always has this advice. And I'm telling you, if you can follow that advice, you push yourself in the direction of winning money in Vegas.
You'll
online.
Profit.
You will profit. But I guarantee you, I've seen it happen way too many times. People don't go by their own advice, and Eddie did that exact thing, and that's
Coach,
why you damn lost.
When did I tell you that? On Friday?
Yes. Yeah.
I went home, and I did that all Friday.
What was Friday?
College basketball. Coach, I did 10-game parlays. I hit the first one. I cashed out 75 cents. Cha-ching. The next one. Ooh, do another parlay. 5-game parlay. The first game I've got going on, the team I bet on is ahead by 20 points. Oh, gosh, let's
Nickel, cash out.
10 cents. Cha-ching. Coach, I almost had a dollar profit going into Saturday. Then I just got crazy on Saturday. I was like, all right, the Bills is a no-brainer. The Bills are already going to make me double my money.
Yeah.
You're not so close. Not so close. Great games, though.
Great game. We cannot be upset with these games. They were all, I mean, not all the favorites won. Not all the underdogs
not
won.
All
not
all of
the
them
games
were
low scoring. Not all the games were high scoring. I love the mixture of the games this weekend.
The Bears weren't great.
Well, last night wasn't great. I turned it off for a good portion of it.
Correct. Turned it to Skinamax.
No, I started watching Ted Lasso. And then as we finished a couple
Honey,
episodes,
you got the lotion.
The wife was going to go to bed, and I looked, and I was like, oh, it's a 13-point game. Let me turn the game back on. So I turned it back
on. You talk like that to your wife?
You turned off your Bears?
No, he's talking about last night.
Oh.
Hey, you talk to your wife like that? Hey, the game is back on, so I'm going to turn it back on.
No, she said, all right, I'm going to go to bed. And I said, actually, I'm going to turn back on the football game. You go ahead and go upstairs because we were done with watching Ted Lasso.
She said, get your upstairs.
Nope, she was already tired, and so I was just like, I'm going to go ahead and watch the end of this football game. And then I watched it, and Big Ben threw a freaking another interception. I was like, well, that didn't last long. I can go to bed now.
I'm naked.
Do you want to watch me or Big Ben?
I'm watching the game.
What do you think, Big Ben?
I'm seeing if they're going to go for it.
This could be Big Ben's last game of his career.
Oh, we're going to miss so much.
He's been great, Coach. You can't.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. He won 2 Super Bowls.
Okay, cool. I mean, did we really enjoy watching Big Ben?
I did.
So when you're a grandpa in the rocking chair and your little grandkids are going to be everywhere like, Grandpa, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Well, Big Ben was a quarterback.
Let me
in the
tell
NFL.
You about
No,
it.
You're never going to. It's like the commercial.
So who are you going to mention?
Joe Montana. We're going to talk about Tom Brady. We're going to talk about LeBron. We're going to talk about Kobe. We're going to talk about the greats. We will never, ever mention Big
Kobe,
Ben again.
RIP, Coach.
We will never, ever. If he retires tomorrow, we will never, ever talk about Big Ben again unless he commits another crime.
No, we will. He's never committed a crime.
Oh, unless he commits a crime.
Allegedly.
We will say Big Ben, he went into his first ballot Hall of Famer.
Anytime there's a Hall of Famer going in, you talk about them.
Yeah, you usually mention, I remember watching them play.
Coach, come on. Never. I don't even watch the Hall of Fame. Oh, you did last time.
Yes, though. I tried to tell you to watch the Tony Gonzalez speech because it was incredible.
Hey, I'll tell you who I'm a little inspired by.
Tell me.
That guy on the Coors cans, you see the commercial?
No.
He used to be a coach for the...
I thought it's a female now.
No.
Their new commercial is the official beer of taking your bra off when you get home from work.
Okay, yeah, we did see that. And then my kids were like, oh... She took her bra off.
Okay.
I mean, Coors Light.
You guys, I have not seen that commercial. The commercial I like is the Progressive commercial.
Yes, we talked about that.
But they have a new one.
Yeah, I know.
Where it's like they're sitting down and he's like, oh, and he's like.
Did you hear that?
Don't do that.
Hey, you guys want this?
Hold on. Real quick, I want to finish telling you about this. Are you talking about the girl taking her bra off?
Yeah, but okay. I mean, if we don't want audio, I forgot we're not an audio show.
Do it.
Hit it.
That's the audio coach. It's the song. The visual, you can see everything, but if Ray wants to play the audio, it's this.
They don't talk?
No, it's
right
the
now
girl.
She's taking her bra off.
It's the girl taking her bra off, which we could have just talked about.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about the Raiders had a Latino head coach. He was also a quarterback for, I think, the Raiders.
Oh, he was the first Latino quarterback.
What's his name?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, he's on the...
It was a black and white photo, though.
Okay, he's...
I saw that for a second.
He's on the new Coors Light can, right?
Okay.
Because I don't know what the campaign is or whatever, but they're dedicating it
to
him.
That's some good marketing.
Hey, right? I'm like, Latino quarterback. Hey, Latino head coach. Won 2 Super Bowls with the Raiders. Never heard of him in my life. No idea who he is. But I'm inspired, dude. As a fellow Latino myself, I think that's fantastic.
That's what you got.
I saw the commercial and I was like, wow, this guy is representing my race.
Well, go get you a Coors Light, coach.
Coach, I almost did, but I remembered I was on that diet.
Oh.
Matthew McConaughey, that's a reference from
the Big Show.
But props to the Browns, because they just dominated, though. I mean, they got those turnovers and they turned them into points and they just ran the ball right down their throat.
Did you say that because somebody tweeted us? I want to hear props from
the
Browns.
Oh, yes. That's a live tweet, coach. Please.
Is there really?
Somebody goes, you better put some respect on their name. This is going to be my best day of listening to the podcast. Yep. I'm from Cleveland.
Go ahead.
It was a great win.
It was a
huge
win.
Date all the Browns. Go ahead.
It was a huge win for Cleveland. Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, they looked great yesterday. Their offensive line, they were makeshift offensive line with a – I mean, it was like the third string offensive line coach throwing people in there that had never met half their teammates. They just dominated.
I mean,
they pushed
Kareem Hunt, man. Gosh, dude. Like, it's just the determination to get into that end zone is unbelievable. Anytime he did that, I rewound it over and over to show the kids.
What did the kids say? Dad, play it.
No, they're like, this is amazing.
Did you watch any of the Nickelodeon?
No.
I got some highlights.
People loved it.
Coach, I thought it was great. You guys want some of this?
Did you watch it, coach?
Yeah, I watched a lot of it. Here you go.
For the first time ever, the Nickelodeon blimp is flying high above the Mercedes-Benz Superdome for the NFL wildcard matchup of the Chicago Bears and the hometown New Orleans Saints.
Look, everybody's excited in the Superdome. SpongeBob, Patrick, explain what we got here.
So the red zone means you're getting close to scoring a touchdown. And once you get close to the touchdown area, that, for us, is the slime zone.
Oh, yeah.
Over the middle.
He's going to get slimed. And then slime shoots out from multiple corners.
And he got slimed?
Yeah, on TV.
Taysom Hill is the same deal. He can come in. Him and Drew Brees are like SpongeBob and Patrick. They're BFFs.
Ren and Stimpy.
Yes, exactly. Brees lost the football. Oh, it's brought down. Another turnover. Slime in there.
This is the toe track swag. Now
It
sounds like Chuck E. Cheese.
I saw the little highlights, and it was actually pretty cool. Like when they'd score a touchdown, they'd cut to SpongeBob dancing and singing.
Really?
And one of the guys missed a field goal, and it's because they had SpongeBob as the back net for the field goal post. And the announcer goes, "It must have been he was afraid of SpongeBob."
Did you watch the game on Nickelodeon?
No.
Oh.
I just saw some stuff online, and people said it was really actually good. And so then I started looking at clips. I was like, they actually did a pretty good job.
Well, then
of
they
making
should do this for Super Bowl.
For kids,
for
because
sure.
I saw people comment, listen, my kids never watched football. They were into it. They loved it.
Well, that's obviously what they were doing. They're marketing to kids now, and the bra, Coors Light, is no longer a beer for guys. It's women that take their bras off.
Coach, it's not for women. I mean, they were marketing all the dudes watching a girl take her bra off.
Guys, and not to stick with that, but can I tell a small story?
You took your bra off when you saw the commercial?
Go ahead, man. We'd love to hear your story.
Went to a socially distanced dinner with Bay on Friday night at a place called Pearl Diver, and we're in our own booths. You're not even around anybody, and I'm talking primo
booth.
Coach,
it's okay. We trust you, coach.
Yeah, Pearl Diner. It's a real small place.
It's it's over there.
Five people.
It's over there in y'all's hood.
Yeah, why don't you come say hi?
I didn't know your exact address, coach, and we were in an Uber.
What? You don't know where you live?
I don't know. And why is he? Oh, okay.
I haven't been to Lunch's house since the tornado.
Yeah. 24 is true. What do they call it?
A case of seltzers.
Spirits.
Bud Light seltzers.
Guys, can I get to my story?
Yes. I don't remember. Yeah.
So we sit down at Pearl Diver. I love a good dinner with Bay. The lighting's perfect. Everything's fine. Waitress comes over. Sticking with the theme of the bra, waitress was not wearing a bra. And it was very obvious, okay?
So how was it obvious?
The bra will actually hold them in. Mm. Coach, they were all over the place.
Okay.
And it was also maybe a little bit chilly.
Mm.
Coach, it was so obvious
glass cutter.
She wasn't wearing a bra. And I said multiple times to Bay, I said, I'm very sorry. I was just like, she's not wearing a bra. And Bay said, yes, I realize that as well. And it maybe it's a new thing on the East Side. Maybe it's a trendy restaurant bar. Maybe girls don't wear bras anymore. Mm. Coach, I was blown away. I said, God bless 2021. Apparently, waitresses can just go braless to work. And her boss okayed that. So not only did she do it, it was passed by a manager, probably a pit boss, a main boss, a side boss, the front hostess,
CEO boss.
Everybody said it is okay for, let's just say, Samantha to wait on tables in a white shirt without a bra.
My guess is that Samantha's boss probably didn't have a bra on either.
Yeah. Or Coach Samantha's boss is dating Samantha.
Boys, I'll tell you this. I left the biggest tip I've ever left.
Hey. Did you leave it for both of them? I'm going to go ahead and double your tip. I mean,
yeah.
I'll have titters. I'm Tito's. I'm at water.
Can I get some titter tots? I mean, tater tots. Dang it.
I just think
I'm going to go ahead and get an ice cold breast. I mean, beer.
Can I get some boobs on ice? I mean, bourbon on ice. Bourbon on ice.
You know what? We're just going to go ahead and take food from the boo buffet. I mean, boof buffet.
Do you have any breast bread? Bread. A side of bread? Thank you. Sorry.
I would like a little sparkly drink. Something maybe like boobly. I mean, bubbly.
Boobly. Got it. Oh, man. Dang.
Oh, boys.
Was she hot, right?
Coach, I'm married now. Didn't even notice that.
Okay, good. All right.
So, I mean, yeah, Cleveland. Moving on. Kansas City. Can't wait.
No, the road ends here for Cleveland.
We couldn't book Bub for this little game. He already left, actually.
We don't need Bub. I'll tell you. The road ends here for Cleveland. That was it.
Well, I like they're the style that can give the Chiefs problems because they're going to control the clock. If they can establish that running game, keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. But it's a huge day for Cleveland. They're going crazy in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, let's go to the earlier game in the day when you got the Bears and the Saints. The Bears suck.
Were you wearing your gear?
Yeah, I had a Bears shirt on.
I'm going to be real. That was the game that you could take a little nap during.
Absolutely.
And I did. So I missed that one and the late one. Coach, I ain't no way in hell I'm watching Bears-Saints. And the Bears, and that's exactly what I thought was going to happen.
Let me tell you how much our coach sucks and how scared our coach is and how much he doesn't believe in Mitchell Trubisky.
Nagy.
Okay?
Whoa.
They get the ball with a minute 43 left in the first half. They're down
seven. Rain Man? He's got the times memorized?
Coach, this guy's crazy. I mean, they got two timeouts left, right?
They have all three of their timeouts, and they're at their own 20-yard line, down 7-3 in a playoff game. First play, run the ball. Second play, run the ball. Third play, run the ball and punt. What the are we doing? Are you there to win the damn game or just keep it close? Are you scared of throwing an interception? You know the odds are you're not going to beat the Saints. But when you have three timeouts and a minute 44 on the clock, get some nuts and throw the damn ball. Go down there and try to score some points. What are we doing? It's not a participation trophy.
Excuse me?
There's no way you pronounce that
correctly.
See,
this is the thing. Are you going to talk to him like this?
There is no participation trophy for being close at halftime. Like, who cares
this
if
is
you
why
throw
you
an interception?
This is why you can't be a coach.
You are down 7-3. Your defense has been playing their ass off. Your offense has done nothing, but you're scared to actually take a chance. That is just awful. It was an embarrassment, and at that moment right there, the whole team knew, you know what? We suck. We're not going to win. Our coach won't even take a chance with a minute 44 and three timeouts. That's an eternity of time, but no, we're not even going to try to score. We're going to be content at going in at halftime being close to the Saints because we're not supposed to beat the Saints. They're supposed to blow us out, but we'll be happy with, being close. And guess when the next time we scored was? The last play of the damn game.
Yeah.
I mean, good God.
And what the theme was teams that had no sense of urgency. The Titans came out very, very fast, and then it just seems like they were okay. Maybe we don't win the game. Maybe we win it. We don't have to go for it on 4th-and-2. And then same thing with your example. They didn't try to go march down the field with timeouts left in a playoff game that could be 1-and-done. There were definitely some weak coaching decisions, maybe because there's no fans in the stands.
My coach is scared.
Coach, did they forget that it was a playoff? I feel like sometimes the Titans didn't even know that was a playoff game.
I think you guys have to remember that it does not feel like a playoff game. in their minds, you see them in the tunnel, like hitting their helmets, trying to remind themselves, hey, this is an important game, guys. Imagine that the whole world is watching, and you will know that by all the people in the stands. Dude, there's no one in the stands. You go out, it's fake noise. No one's there, coach. How on earth are you supposed to get excited and call plays with urgency and play with urgency? How is that possible? I'm telling you right now, coach, it's not possible.
It is possible because other teams do it.
No, it's not. They're just better.
You don't think Buffalo and Indianapolis played with urgency? That was a good game, solid game all around. Everybody.
Coach, Buffalo had like a full stadium.
So did Tennessee. They had 15,000 fans.
So did Tennessee, coach.
Tennessee had 15,000 fans.
I'm not talking about those teams.
Hey, but, like, I mean, like I just can't believe the Bears played so freaking scared. It was embarrassing to watch.
Coach, the Superdome was empty.
I don't give a damn if it's empty. You're down 7-3 with three timeouts.
You should
throw the ball. Exactly. It's empty, so it's even easier for your offense to operate in a two-minute drill down by four to go down and score.
Coach,
go score the ball.
Did you hear the announcer?
Quit being a bitch.
He said,
goodness.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's just
kids,
so stupid.
Families, and
coach, you're spitting on me.
If you're listening to this at the dinner table, from all of us in the Sore Losers Nation, we are sorry.
I mean, we were so excited to be in the playoffs. Oh, yay, what an accomplishment. But we're not there to play to win. We're playing scared. Absolutely scared.
Explain that word to your kids.
Scared. S-C-A-R-E-D. It's scared.
It is a female dog. That's all that meant.
Hey, well,
I mean,
right.
I thought the Titans looked like a bunch of sissies.
They did, dude. I mean, I took my jersey off at halftime. Overton, I threw it in the Cumberland. Overton. I just said that for the show. I didn't actually do it.
Dramatic effect, Overton. It's like a, what do you call it, a hyperbole.
I got to be real. I didn't even throw the jersey off.
It's not hyperbole.
What is it called?
Hyperbole.
Oh, hyperbole. Sorry. But yeah, the Titans, that was a good game. It was a defensive game, which didn't see that coming from the Titans, which tells me the Ravens' offense still looks like crap. They managed to win, but their offense didn't look all that good. But how do you have Derrick Henry 3rd-and-2, 4th-and-2, run the ball and control your own destiny? Don't punt the ball to Baltimore and let them run the clock out. Vrabel, what are you doing, you scared little chicken?
And you got to put it on Tannehill. It goes to the shortest receiver on the field instead of throwing it to A.J. Brown on a huge play in the game. Brown would have run it all the way in, baby. Man, he throws to Raymond. Raymond slipped down, fell on his ass. Next thing you know, we'd lose the game.
Baby.
That's all there is to it. It was coaching mistakes, punting on 4th-and-2. Tannehill made a couple bad reads. Derrick Henry was slowed down.
Slowed down.
40 yards.
I mean, that dude was put to a halt. I mean, they gang tackled him. Last year in the playoffs, they talked a bunch of noise saying, oh, we're not scared to tackle Derrick Henry, and he ran all over them. This year, they talked no trash, and they shut Derrick Henry down. Shut him down.
Yeah, that was a little bit opposite of the year ago the Titans game. Because it was the same team we played, right?
Same team.
But, I mean, Baltimore deserved to win the game. They're the better team.
I felt
Lamar
like they
Jackson, you could not stop him. I mean, 40 yards, 50 yards runs. Why didn't you do that this season when I did my fantasy
look throwing
team,
the ball?
Brew? Not good, right?
No, not good. Not good. Did you see that interception he threw?
Yeah, that was terrible. when that happened, I thought Titans had a chance to win that puppy. They're about to run away with it. And then the offense just decided we're just going to chill the rest of the game.
When he threw that interception, I was like, hey, can you guys quit throwing the ball? You got no shot if you're going
to
throw the ball.
And then the Titans, we were down 20-10. Things are looking dog crap, awful. I told the wife, we're both hung. I said, let me go get Taco Bell. So I go get Taco Bell.
Your wife was hung too?
Yeah. Fully, we come back. And while I was in the car, the Titans actually got mustered up some offense and got a field goal. I was like, well, maybe I just got to sit in the car then. So it's 30 degrees in Nashville, boys. I'm sitting in my car. But then they just sucked anyway, so I went inside.
But you had the heater on, so it didn't matter.
I might have turned it off for dramatic effect, coach. I was mad. I was invested in the team this whole year. I went to one of the games. I got the Overton jersey. I really thought we had a chance to make a run in these playoffs. It just sucks, man. It sucks that we wanted it more than the Titans. And I speak for all of Nashville.
That's not possible.
See, that's one analogy I hate.
It's not possible.
I hate when they say that. They
just said it. But why don't you say you hate it when he says it?
I'm saying they, as in people.
Him and everyone else?
Oh, they just wanted it more. No, you're telling me both teams, they just made more plays. They didn't want it any less or more. They just made more plays. Now, if a team just actually quits and, like, walks off the field or doesn't give effort, yes, I totally get it. But you're going to tell me the Titans weren't out there busting their ass?
So you're going to tell me that the Bears weren't out there busting their ass?
I mean, no, they were.
You just called their head coach a B.
The coach was scared to do anything.
So he's not part of the team.
He was scared. He didn't play to win the game. He was scared to make a mistake. He was scared to give Trubisky free rein and let him throw the ball around the yard. He would rather just let them get up big and then, okay, you know what? 3 points is good enough. We scored, I mean, on the Saints.
You all are some brave backseat drivers, like armchair quarterbacks. Like,
how am I an armchair quarterback?
I'll tell you what, man. You know the best thing about going to the football playoffs without a team? Is you get to just chill, man. You get watch all the games.
So you would be okay with your coach? You're on your own 20, down 7-3, minute coach, 44 with three timeouts and not trying to score? You'd be okay with
Cowboys
that?
I don't even know what that feels like, coach. The Cowboys aren't even part of it, so I'm just chilling, man. I'm watching the game like, that was a good play. Oh, that's a bad call.
Oh, my gosh. This is how bad of a call the Mike Vrabel thing was. I have some stats from Pro Football Reference.
Thank you.
This is the first time in our database's history, all the way back to 1994, that a team in the playoffs punted on 4th-and-2 from this field position down by one score in the fourth quarter. Wow. That's awful. How bad of a decision it was.
It's terrible. Mike Vrabel. I mean, it was awful.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And I don't know. I didn't see an explanation. I didn't see his press conference. I'd love to hear what
I watched the whole 30-minute presser.
What did he say? What did he say?
So he was very short, and it's awkward because there's no reporters in the room. It's just him on a Zoom, and they all Zoom in. And so these reporters, like, I feel like they kind of got a little bit more nuts in them because
they're not there face-to-face.
They're not face-to-face, and they'd be like, hey, coach, that decision was really terrible in 4th-and-2. What do you have to say about it? And he'd just be like, we'll analyze it all in March.
In March,
yeah, like you said, he wasn't comfortable
in
analyzing.
Spring training.
Yeah, there you go.
He's gonna wait till March to analyze.
No, he probably watched that game immediately.
But no, his response is a couple of those reporters. He acted like he was gonna jump through the TV and kill him. I was trying to look for highlights, but I couldn't pull it up. But yeah, his answers were short, and he just said, at the time, thought it was a good decision. We tried to win the game, and then it was basically a Belichick conference.
Yeah, well, that's usually what he does because he comes from the Belichick tree, you know. Playing under him, coaching under him, and that's what he wants to be. Short, to the point.
He wants to be just like Belichick?
Yeah. Tries to model his team after Belichick, tries to, you know, probably the locker room, the way he runs things.
He has been cutting off his sleeves lately. He does wear vests.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I don't even notice what he wears all the time. But, yes, I mean, it was a terror. Him and Tomlin both and Nagy both scared little pieces of crap. I just don't understand it. Like you said, only time since 94 – and their database history that someone didn't go for it in fourth down in their field position. Just it cost them the game. It cost the freaking Titans the game.
And so basically this Twitter account shows you when teams are surrendering with their play calling, and it says with a surrender, I don't know what any of these numbers mean, but just allow it to be powerful allow it to soak in. With the Titans, 4th-and-2, punted with a surrender index of 138.87.
Oh.
This punt ranks as the 100th percentile of cowardly punts of the 2020 season and the 99.92nd percentile of all punts since 2009. So it was the most cowardly in the history of Titans football.
Wow. Since 2009. Okay. That's the last time somebody did something that stupid?
Yeah. Punted that stupidly.
The Titans never got back across midfield after that punt. Man. That hurt, man. Oh, that hurt.
Okay, so going in Saturday night, you start realizing that Alex Smith isn't playing.
Oh my god!
Yeah, what happened from Washington? There, coaches, I see a guy on the TV called Wofford. I see another guy called Hinkle. Who the hell are these quarterbacks?
Dude, let me tell you, Heineke or whatever his name is.
Heineke.
However,
I thought
you
it was Heineken, the Dutch beer.
Coach. What are you doing?
I am clapping for Heineke.
Oh, yeah?
Then draft him, coach.
Coach, take him on a date then. Take him to Aruba.
Hey, give him the Bears, man. He'll put up three with them.
Take him to the Pearl Diver.
That dude went out there and balled. He balled.
He balled?
He balled.
Do you have a lisp?
No, balled. B-A-L-L-E-D. Balled out. Okay. He balled out. That dude laid it on the line for not having a shot. He gets a start, and he's in the playoffs against Tom Brady, and he says, you know what? Let's go. Didn't find out he was starting until Friday, and he's starting a playoff game. Come on, man. That dude put it out there.
Come on, man.
He was a backup quarterback. Hey, he was a backup quarterback in the XFL. Didn't even play in the XFL.
Was it the XFL or like a Canadian?
XFL this past season. He was a backup.
He was a Rough Rider?
I don't know who he was. When he got signed in December to the roster, he was in the middle of classes at Old Dominion. He was taking four math classes, and it was finals week.
So what situation would make you come in here the next day and be like, God, no clapping for this guy. He sucks. Because all he did was what any third stringer would do.
No.
Try to play the best that they can.
And everything you read after the game, every Washington football player, he can be on my team any day of the week. Love that
guy.
They
don't really mean it.
No, they do.
No, they don't.
And I'm going to tell you what it is a little bit. I think they're taking shots at Dwayne Haskins. Because I don't think they liked Dwayne Haskins in that locker room.
Yeah, but he's not there anymore, so why take a shot?
Because they're sending a message saying, look, dude, this is how you're supposed to act, and this is how you're supposed to play, and this is how you're supposed to be here for our teammates, and we love this dude. And I think he earned himself a shot. He'll be in the NFL next season, I believe, at least as a backup. And it was just awesome to see him not – he didn't look like DiNucci out there where he went out there with like a deer in headlights and was scared.
DiNucci played his best. He sucked.
No, DiNucci looked scared and terrified. This dude didn't look scared and terrified. He went out there and took a shot and put it all on the line. And I love the way he played. And I just – it was the Redskins, like I said, are –
they're not the Redskins.
Dang it. The Washington football team is that little gnat that won't go away. They are the ultimate heart – soul and spirit, and they give you everything they got. They are gritty. They don't make it's not pretty, but they fight.
Not always, though. I think that's
they
the coaches
fight and fight. And no, and I think it's because of Ron Rivera. Alex Smith. And I just think the culture they're creating
and
they're
Chase Young,
they're a quarterback away, and they're going to be really good.
So, you think Alex Smith is done?
Alex Smith said he's going to take some time to think about his future, but I believe personally he's going to walk away from football. He had a goal of getting back and playing, and that was his motivation, and he did it. He proved that he could do it, and that I think self-satisfyingly, that is what he wanted. I think now he realizes, hey, man, I did it. I got back to where I wanted to be, and for the sake of my family, I have my pretty good
are
health.
Are you quoting him verbatim, or are you just making this up?
Making it up off the top of my head.
Coach, let's not do that. Let's read a quote or something before you start acting
no,
like Alex
No, he said
Smith.
He's going to take a few weeks to decide.
I owe my family everything.
I think he's going to say,
my girlfriends, they were some of my favorite people in the world.
I did what I wanted to accomplish. I came back. I started in the NFL. I proved I could do it. And now that I'm intact and I'm okay, I'm going to walk away from this game. And that is...
Unquote. Although it's not a real quote.
Right. End quote. Thank you very much. It was an honor, and I just want to say thank you to the Washington football team for having belief
in
me.
Thank you, Coach.
And all my doctors and physical therapists and everybody and all my teammates, and I think he's going to ride off into the sunset.
Wait. So now, end quote? This is you talking now?
Coach, thank you for predicting retirement.
Thank you, Coach.
There's no other show.
I love it when you quote other people things they didn't say.
That's what I think he's going to say.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, and personally, for me, I think that's what he should say.
Oh, great, Coach.
I hope he walks away because he did it. He came back to the mountaintop. Did he win a Super Bowl? No, he didn't. But he almost lost his leg, and he got back out there with some of the best athletes in the world, and he hung with them. He hung with him. He led a team to the playoffs. Now walk away, man.
Then earlier Saturday afternoon, we're watching a game where we think Russell Wilson, I mean, he is the MVP. He is Mr. Comeback. I mean, this dude, what does he do? He wins games. We said earlier in the year, he finds out how to win games, and he does it.
He does.
What the crap happened Saturday?
Well,
I mean, what I love, too, we're going to another game on Saturday. This is two games on Saturday where, hey, your starter's not playing. You have a backup going in.
You didn't. The Rams kept it a secret who was going to start all along. They knew, but yes. We didn't know.
We knew 30 minutes before the game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They kept it secret all week. They didn't
say
it.
But they left Goff dressed.
Yes. And Wolford, whatever his name is, gets hurt. And Jared Goff comes in. And the Rams defense just gives Russell Wilson problems. They do a good job of shutting.
Man, when I saw Donald go down, I was like, this could be it.
Yeah.
This could be it.
But
no, it wasn't.
I don't know. The division rivals, they know each other so well. They have a good defensive scheme, and they just bullied the Seahawks and Russell Wilson. That offense in the second half of the season just fell off a cliff. I don't know what happened. It just, they crapped the bed. They just, towards the end of the year, they just all fell apart.
You guys want any Vrabel audio?
Does he explain what he said?
No.
Like, why he did it?
4th and 2. I'm trying to scan it if you guys can filibuster.
Yeah, we can filibuster. We've been filibustering for a while.
I mean, I still want to talk about the Bills.
I don't know what is going to happen in Seattle, but Russell Wilson's still a really good quarterback. It was just, it just all fell apart. Something wasn't right. It was bad. But props to the Rams.
The road ends here for the Rams, too.
I mean, we you think that, right?
No, I know it. I mean, like Ray said last week, this is easy. This is an easy pick.
Think they're going to get dominated.
Easy pick. Rams, you're done. This is it. I hope you enjoyed the ride. Leave your car keys on the way out. Thank you.
Huh. Their defense is really good. Really good. You put Ramsey over there on Devontae Adams, the way he shuts down DK Metcalf, can he hang with Devontae Adams like he can Metcalf? Not sure, but it's going to be an interesting matchup.
I mean, Metcalf was pissed.
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 Saw Matt on the sideline,
didn't he? Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he's like, give me the ball. And he's like, I can't. Ramsey's on you, man. Like, Ramsey shut you down.
And they try to give him the ball, but
he
can't.
And what did Ramsey say? No, don't bring that over here.
Not today.
Go back over there, DK.
They tried, dude. It's not like they weren't trying to give him the ball. I mean, of course you give the gigantic beast of a wide receiver the ball every time. You can't do it. They tried to do it. Amazing.
I know. It was cool to watch defense just dominate. It just dominated.
So you watched Bills Colts?
Watched Bills Colts.
So
got it when we're ready, locked and loaded.
We'll pause Bills Colts.
All right, go to Vrabel. Why did
we are live with Vrabel. Here's the question of the hour.
Nobody let anybody down.
He's gonna get to it. Hold on.
Oh great. Fuck. What'd she say?
Luck, guys. Luck.
Yeah, Mike, the decision to punt on 4th and 2 at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Can you kind of walk us through your thought process on that?
No, just decided to punt. Thought we were playing well defensively. Thought we would get a punt inside the 10 and, you know, be able to play the field position game. Had some time there that I felt like, yeah, we could. And
we were scared.
Yeah. You know,
we're cowards.
We held them to a field goal. It just, you know, I mean, we were playing against a kicker there that, you know, kicks him from the 40, you know, it's becomes a field position battle. And I thought that, you know, we'd get a stop and pin him inside the 10. And, you know, the way we were playing defensively, I was really proud of those guys that, you know, me, obviously Lamar had.
And yeah, I just wanted, I wanted Overton to get in there. He's a good snapper and get down there, get him inside the 10.
I mean, is that good enough for you?
No, it means he's scared of the kicker. He was scared of Justin Tucker. That's what he just said. He goes, I was scared that Justin Tucker would be able to get a field goal if they got 15, 20 yards on us. I was scared. They got a good kicker. Well, you believe in your defense. Why don't you believe in them there?
Dude, I didn't believe in the defense.
I wouldn't believe in that defense.
He just said, I believed in our defense. We'll put him down there and play the field position.
Dude, that,
if you're gonna
that,
punt
defense,
it,
that defense leaks like a damn levee in Hurricane Katrina, and I'll hang up and listen.
That defense was throwing magic and voodoo spell. They did something they'd never done all year, and then all of a sudden they became them again, which is what he was scared of.
No, their defense played well all game. They had a couple times Lamar escaped, but besides that, they held him in check. I mean, he had that one long run, and that was pretty much it. I mean, he didn't throw the ball
Eddie,
well.
What were you saying about voodoo? Did you go to House of Cards this weekend, that magic dinner place?
I've been there, Coach. That place is legit. Don't go there now, though, COVID.
What are they going to do?
No, nothing. Just
do they
saying.
Wear bras there?
Coach, the
I don't know.
They do all the magic tricks with gloves and a mask on, Coach?
Coach,
or what?
They have a plexiglass in front so they can just cheat however they want. Don't trust them, Coach.
So you want to talk Colts?
Colts, Bills. I mean,
man,
for me,
that was a great game. For me,
that was awesome. That was the appetizer. That was the first meal. If we're going to compare it to a dinner, that's the first dish that the restaurant presented to us. And boys, that got me all in.
Oh,
for
it did.
Sometimes Woo! You go to a music festival and you're just like,
Coach, terrible reference.
I don't want to get there too early because then I don't want to see Billy and Jim, the duo from North Carolina, play
yeah,
first.
You don't want to see the guy playing at 9 a.m.
But sometimes you show up at 9 a.m. and it's a damn good show.
Great analogy.
This band is better than the headliner. It's like, that's how I felt. Noon on a Saturday and we got this band that's amazing. Coach, what a great game.
Oh, yeah. And it went right down to the wire, too. Well, if you're a betting man, because, I mean, the line was up and down. You thought you were winning as a Bills person. Colts came at the very last second, damn it, and they could cover right up.
I don't know
if it was Pascal. I don't know if it was Pierre Hines. I don't know if it was Andrew Luck from the dead. I don't know. But it was a one hell of a betting game to watch and enjoy and just fully love it.
Okay. And then for bettors, yes, I think it was very close and scary or whatever. But I think for fans, I think for Indy, they kind of had a feeling that they weren't going to win that game. It just had a feel that the Bills had a little more control of that game than Indy did. Indy had times where it felt like, ooh, they could totally win this game if the Bills aren't careful. But I think for the most part, the whole game, I feel like that Bills had the upper hand.
Well, and so now we go to the next round. I think Baltimore's out. I love what I saw from the Bills, but Baltimore's out. You said the Rams are out, and I don't even think it's going to be close. Vegas has it at 2.5. Go Bills all day. Hello, and I will hang up and listen.
There go the Bills. All the Bills fans. Bills Mafia is very upset right now.
And the Packers.
Bills are eliminated.
Guys, Packers.
Bills are not eliminated.
Packers are right now.
The Titans and the Steelers.
I know.
You throw a football one way, the other direction, the other way, the other direction, you get a different outcome.
Wait, what?
One kick here, one bounce there, up there, and one up down. The Bills, I mean, they were there. Man, I hope that this is going to be a tough game for them because the Ravens are good at running the ball, and the Bills seem to struggle.
No, the only thing the Ravens did good against the Titans.
I think Indy
Titans,
has good runners.
Right, and Jonathan Taylor was good.
Really good.
That's what I'm saying. The Bills struggled, you know, containing him for them, and that's what I worry about. That's what the Ravens do.
But what are the Ravens just going to do? Just watch your quarterback.
They run the ball. They give it to J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, Lamar. They have a good rushing attack.
You got ESPN box score pulled up there?
Nope. It's all up in the noggin, dude. All up in the noggin.
You flipped me off, man.
And you are, like you said, you show up to the ACL early in 2009 and the Nux is playing. You're like, I never heard of this band, the Nux.
Oh, Coach.
And they start inviting people on stage. I'm like, who are these guys? And I was like, these guys are awesome.
You have to Google the Nux.
Well, I had to make sure what year it was, 2009.
You were there?
I was there.
You loved it?
Loved it. I was just walking in, and it was like, and then 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I was like, the Nugs, I guess I'll sit at this stage.
There's nothing better than that
feeling.
They
jammed, dude. I was like, wow, let's go. And then they're like, everybody, come on up here. And everybody starts jumping the barricades up on the stage, and security's like, what's going on here?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Hey, did they have control of that game for the most part? I passed out. I was 20 deep on claws.
They got it within two. I'm telling you, the Redskins fought so hard.
Coach, Washington.
Just say Washington.
Washington.
What are you going to do, a story on the Cleveland Indians next?
And every time, anytime. Okay, guys, am I the only one, whenever they write it in a story and they put WFT football, like, I always read it as WTF.
Oh, really?
Every time.
You're the only one, Coach.
I pause, and I'm like, oh, WFT.
For whatever reason.
Whenever you guys see NFL, do you ever think, for the win? What?
I think that's a website, Coach. You just gave them free advertising. Oh. The wife does. She doesn't like the Washington football team. She hates it. She thinks it's just so dumb.
It's kind of cool.
She's totally against
it. It's grown on
me. When you guys go to Buffalo Wild Wings, do you ever think BTW?
By the way.
What?
I read it every time. I just see it. I see WTF. I know it's stupid, and I'm an idiot, and whatever.
Whenever you go to the ha-ha house, do you ever think of ha-ha?
Tonight.
When you see ha-ha Clinton Dix.
Do you ever think LOL Clinton Dix?
Do you ever think LOL means I want to hook up with you?
What? Oh, no. National championship tonight. Let's go.
But I forgot if you didn't yell.
Coach, I forgot about that. It's tonight.
And the line is moving more right now than a.
Who cares?
Are you kidding me, Coach?
Coach, I got no money left.
Tell your wife, joint account.
You guys want to spot me some money for tonight?
Yeah. How much you need?
20.
Get in here.
20. What's the line at?
Do I get half your win?
What's the line at right now?
8.5.
8.5. What are you feeling about this tonight, Eddie? What do you like?
He's gonna bet it, Coach. In the first second of the game, he'll make 10 cents.
8.5. Let's go, Alabama. I mean, Alabama for sure. They're gonna dominate this game. I love it. I love it. And Vegas loves it when a team comes in with a lot of hype. Did you see how they just controlled Clemson? How they made Clemson their Ohio State? Ooh. Come on. We know who you are. We know who Alabama is. Trust me, we've seen more games from Alabama. We know who they are. You guys, we still don't know what you're all about.
I have a little inside information for you guys.
Why did you save it until the 45th minute of the podcast?
The national championship almost didn't happen.
What?
Wow.
What happened?
Well, let's just say they have specifically made footballs for the national championship game. They were supposed to be delivered yesterday to the national championship site.
Amazon.
Arnold!
And They accidentally sent them on a truck to Kansas City.
Oh, hey, bub.
Hey, so now Mahomes has them all?
So they had to turn the truck around and had to drive back.
There's not a plane that can drive these footballs.
They had to load it.
Hey, Henry, you still out there? Oh, yeah, I'm right here, bub.
Westbound to Kansas City. What do you think?
Down. Come on, keep on trucking. What? Not Kansas City?
Well, you better be going to the national championship, you son of a...
They were headed to Kansas City, and they had to turn around and come back, and they had to be unloaded and put on the truck down to Miami.
Hey, unload this one. Frank, go out for a pass. You're all jacking with these balls. They're going to have a bunch of skid marks on them, dude.
Ah, man, I'm just telling you that we almost didn't have a national championship because there was going to be no footballs. They were going to show up, and they were going to be like, anybody got a ball?
Frank, have you made the destination yet? I'm right here at Bubs. What you got? You're not supposed to be in Kansas City,
Bubs. That better be Bubs. Bubs a chain restaurant, or is that the Kansas City one?
I see Arrowhead over there. I'll head over there first thing in the morning, boss. No, Bub, they don't have a game this week. Well, I got the footballs for them. Nope.
Turn that bad boy around.
You're supposed to be down there in Florida, man. Oh, really? I don't think I'm going to make it, boss.
10-4, Niner, headed my way. Come on, let's go.
Hey, I'm sure Brady's got a couple extra deflated ones he can use.
Hey, tonight they're going to be playing it. Have you guys felt these balls? They feel like a sponge.
Come on, boys.
Hey, the ball. I mean, wow. There's Mac Jones with a 75-yard pass. That was 75 yards in the air.
These players are really catching these balls almost like they fit to the hands, like a sponge does.
They show the slow-mo of where the running back falls on the ball. The ball's like a pancake.
Oh, it looks like he got the wind knocked out of him. No, he knocked the wind out of the ball there.
Come on, Coach.
Oh, guys, you guys are, let me tell you, you're sleeping on Ohio State.
Oh, my God.
You're sleeping on
please,
Ohio State.
Coach,
please.
I talked to an insider. He told me Bama heavy, boys.
Heavy.
I
don't, bet the farm
yeah,
on Bama.
Yeah, he said if you're going to, if you're betting, you know you have your account, you have your wife's account.
Are you willing to say who your insider is?
Yeah.
Jasko.
No, my buddy Ross. He went to Bama.
Oh, okay.
Good. So what is...
So he's an insider because he went to Bama?
Yeah.
Did they get a newsletter or something, Coach? Or how do they know this stuff? The alumni paper?
All right, Coach. He gets the Tuscaloosa Times, Coach. Leave me alone.
Huh. All right.
He gets the Saban Sentinel or what?
Hey.
Listen, I feel like this is just like Ohio State when they had Cardale Jones. They were down to their third string quarterback. They barely get in the playoffs. They kicked Oklahoma State out at the last minute. And they're like, why is Ohio State in? They don't deserve to be in. And they rolled to a national championship.
Who did they play that year? Yeah, it doesn't matter, right?
Got him.
Doesn't matter. Guess what? They weren't playing Alabama, son.
Mm-hmm. They might have beat Alabama.
They were not playing Alabama, I tell you that, son. Not this Alabama. Not Mac Jones, Alabama.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. Dang, Cardale Jones, whatever happened to him?
Yeah, I mean, he's flipping
agent.
Burgers at a fast food restaurant.
He's going to be watching the game with us,
nice
Coach.
Nice reference. What's your next one? Maurice Claret, Coach?
Coach, he's going to be watching the game at Hooters tonight.
You almost say Cooters, Coach?
Coach, there is a Cooters.
Cooch,
you ever been there?
Hey, you ever been to our Hooters? I'd rather go to Cooters.
Coach, there's a Cooters by the mall, and every time we drive by, I always tell the kids, come on, let's go to Cooters tonight. And they're like, nah, we don't want to go to Cooters. Cooters, anyone? Let's go.
Coach, I would take the boys just so you can say Cooters. If you're in Nashville, guys, actually, I shouldn't even say that.
What?
Because of the bombing, I think that Hooters is out. It doesn't even exist anymore.
Oh, the one downtown?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Damn. Terrible thing I was
Jones made the second start of his college career, and the Ohio State Buckeyes defeated number one ranked Alabama 42-35.
They beat Alabama?
Yeah, and then?
And who was the quarterback back then, Mac Jones?
They
I don't
beat
think so.
The Oregon Ducks.
Who was the coach back then, Saban?
Yep.
Oh. Who was their wide receiver? Smith?
Hey. You want me to look?
Yeah.
Can I play my favorite clip of all time?
Yeah.
Because we got the national championship. We have Bama. We have Brent Musburger. Guys, it doesn't get better.
Oh, they had Amari Cooper then.
Nice.
Now, when you're a quarterback at Alabama, you see that lovely lady there. She does go to Auburn. I want to admit that. But she also Miss Alabama, and that's A.J. McCarron's girlfriend, okay? And right there on the right is Dee Dee Bonner. That's AJ's mom. Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. Ah, it's a what a beautiful woman.
Wow, AJ's doing some things right down.
So if you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with Pop.
Hey, for sure he's dang.
What a beautiful woman. Hey, and you can hear Herb Street going, yeah.
No, Herb Street's going with it too.
Herb Street's like, I don't want to go down this path,
yeah, but he does.
But since you've already led the way, I will follow.
Oh, boy.
That's great.
All right, guys, enjoy the national championship.
So what, you got Ohio State tonight?
Yeah, I like Ohio State.
Yeah, coach? I'll give you mine. Talk to my buddy Ross. He went to Bama. He had four good years there, and he has a litany of information. He knows the receivers, the running backs, offensive line, defensive line, safeties, defensive backs. He knows them all, and he tells me, Bama, -8.5, lock it up. He says it is a heavy bet that you're going to make.
Oh,
so
well,
8.5, Bama rolls heavy. Oh, lock it up.
There you go.
Man, I just looked on Facebook. And my buddy JT Hearn, he's an insider. He went to Ohio State, the Ohio State University, and he said, go Buckeyes, they're going to win tonight. Wow, so there you go, guys. I mean, Ray has an insider, I have an insider.
Actually, I do too. I have a couple of friends that live in Ohio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they say Buckeyes all the way.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow. They've driven by the stadium one time?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think they went to Ohio State. They're just fans.
Hey, Ross, we'll be laughing, man, when this is all done. When you get that Tuscaloosa Times tomorrow morning, you're going to open it up and see Alabama. Oh, what a win for the Bama boys.
You think the Saban Sentinel is going to be a happy one tomorrow, huh?
So we done?
Oh, I think we're done.
Guys, are we done name shouting out people we know from the cities that are in the championship?
Hey, are we done for real?
I mean, yeah, but can I do one email real quick?
Oh.
Before we go?
Yeah.
You're talking about a different kind of elephant.
Here it goes. Dude, I have to give it to you. I am now the biggest Challenge fan. Never seen it, and you mentioned it before you mentioned it. Finally took a chance. It is so good. Thanks, man. Best of luck.
Wow, cool.
Good skinny
email.
Dips and bong rips. Drew Malott. Boom.
Drew, you want to know a better show?
And he also likes Cobra Kai. He signed it Cobra Kai, too.
It's Cobra Kai's decent. My wife watches
Cobra
that
Cobra Kai's cool for the first two episodes, and then it's like, eh.
You want a show that's better than a Challenge? Anything they put on Skinemax, and I will hang up and listen.
So you liking Ted Lasso?
Okay.
This is a reference from The Big Show.
Oh, so you said something different
on
The Big Show.
No, it's good.
That was my fake response.
It's good.
I act different on The Big Show.
No, no, no. It's good and it's funny, but I don't think it's worthy of the title of Best Show of 2020.
Well, who said that?
And that's not even 2020.
That's what one person said. So I'm asking you what you thought.
I think it's good, but I don't understand how. I mean, okay, I got the premise and I see what it is, so yeah. It's good.
It's really good, though, right?
It's
really
funny.
Good.
That's why I said it was funny and we're enjoying it. But I don't know if it's my favorite of all time, but it's good. It's entertaining.
How far are you?
We just finished the episode where the kid and wife come visit.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
We're right around the same place.
So
I need to start it.
You should, Coach.
Is it on the TV?
It's on Apple TV, which yes. is the only problem. is my I don't know why I don't understand what? TVs.
Yeah, it's a signal that's sent to them, Coach.
Yeah, and yeah. My Samsung smart TV. I have a Samsung TV. It doesn't get Apple TV, or so I have to hook up the computer to the TV. It's really annoying.
Wow. Yeah, you should get a new TV. That have
my
an
TV
Apple
is
TV.
2 years old.
Well, yeah, some of those two years.
But that's what I'm saying. 2 years.
You can always go to the App Store and see if you can get Apple.
I can't. Okay. I tried.
You can download the app.
You can.
I went to the App Store, and it is not available on this TV.
Okay.
Trust me. I have Netflix, Hulu, all those downloaded, Disney Plus.
Skinamax.
But I do not have that one.
Okay. Are we done?
Yeah. You brought up Ted Lasso.
Do you guys want to talk about Justin Thomas?
Oh, boy.
Hey, I'll play the audio.
No.
Hey, his apology was awesome.
What was it? I'm sorry?
I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot?
I mean, the way he apologized is really the only way or the best way to possibly handle something so unfortunate.
Go ahead and tell me what he said.
I'm
sorry.
Keep the filibuster
going. He said, I'm sorry. Like there's no excuse. I'm a grown man.
Keep the...
Great. Thank you, dude.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
No, that's exactly what he said.
Coach, all he said.
I first off, I just apologize. I mean, there's no excuse. I'm an adult. I'm a grown man. There's absolutely no reason for me to say anything like that.
No, really, there isn't.
It's terrible. I mean, I'm extremely embarrassed. It's not who I am. It's not the kind of person.
Yes, it is.
That
I am.
But yeah, that course.
It's exactly who you are.
Right. What exactly did you? What was so great about that apology?
No, it's good that guys now, because of Twitter uproar and stuff, they're forced. I mean. At least he made an apology. I don't know. Back in the day, guys just had to make apologies left and right.
No, for real, though. Wouldn't it be cooler, though, if he was just like, what? I missed a putt and I was pissed and I said a word that I shouldn't have. Like, really? What's the problem? Okay, I should have picked a better word. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's better? An apology like that? Or that's not even an apology. A response like that? Or a fake, I'm a grown man. I shouldn't do stuff like that. It was just, it was dumb. It was dumb, and I will never do that again.
So who told him he had to do that apology? His agent?
I'm sure probably as soon as they were done with the round, they were like, we need to talk about something.
Okay.
Ah.
We need to talk about something real quick. And then I'm sure he was probably like, I said that? When? When you missed that putt at number four.
Oh. Yeah, and I think there was an F-bomb on Nickelodeon.
That's probably the first time that's happened.
Well, because they're showing the football game, and they, you know, the ref goes to put his mic, and one of the players... F.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
So that's when you got to throw the slime or something, distract the kids from the F-bomb.
Yeah, throw the googly eyes.
So I don't know. Let's give me one more reason to hate Justin Thomas. Thank you very much. I'll take it.
And they were playing at Kapalua, Maui.
I know, dude. Where I got married.
Been there.
Oh, you guys are cool. Don't even know where that is.
Kapalua, Maui, bro.
It's Hawaii.
Hawaii, Maui, bro.
And I think someone, Harris English won. First time since 2013, he's got to win.
Was it a playoff? Him, Coach. It was a playoff.
The difference between first and second, 500,000.
So when Joaquin Newman wins his first, will you say congratulations to him too?
The only reason I know that is
why are you bringing up Harris English?
Because a couple of my buddies that I'm on a thread with, they were texting about it, and they were like 500K, you know, for the winner of this playoff. I'm like, who's in the playoff? And they told me, and I was like, okay, 500K is a big deal to them. I thought it was. Maybe Justin Thomas versus Dustin Johnson. 500,000 of them, there ain't no pressure.
Yeah.
And then he goes, it's the first time Harris English has won since 2013. I'm like, oh, okay, and then that's a big deal.
Oh, so maybe that's why Justin Thomas said what he said. There's a lot of money.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy the national championship. Gosh, football playoffs were great. Except for the stupid Bears playing like sissies and the Steelers not going for it and the Titans playing scared like a bunch of chumps. I mean, it's bad.
All right. Done?
Done. But hey, Hennicky, you win. You win this weekend. You were my favorite athlete of the weekend.
Take him on a date, Coach.
Domination. You are what it was. Like, you went out and balled, and I liked that Washington had your back, and they loved you for it, and you earned a lot of respect in that locker room, and you're going to get on that field next year. Congratulations.
Buy him some flowers, Coach.
Hankel.
Hennicky, or whatever his name is.
You like his butt?
What? It has nothing to do with that. It's the way he played, and he balled out against Tom Brady and had the Redskins – the Washington football team with a chance to win. It was great.
Bama rolls heavy. Save this audio. Thanks, Ross, for the inside
info. Oh, Coach, I bet you're the only one saying that.
Save this audio.
Save it. Me too. Bama, roll tide.
All right.
Goodbye.
Come on, Ohio State.
No chance.
I don't know which one I hate more.
You probably hate Ohio State.
I trust Ross. He was about four beers deep, though.
I mean, I really do like
you. Let me see. You hate Ohio State. You hate Florida State.
I don't hate Florida State. What are you talking about?
You hate, let's see, Clemson. You hate, hate Notre Dame.
I don't hate Notre Dame.
You hate University of Washington.
Okay, now you're just making names.
Washington State.
Okay.
Fresno State. You hate Fresno State.
Dang Bulldogs.
You hate, let's see, Tennessee. You hate Georgia.
Texas.
You hate Texas.
Sam Houston State.
No, you do not hate Sam Houston State, do you?
I ain't got nothing against
Eat them up, cats. You hate Michigan. Do you not hate Michigan?
No, I don't hate Michigan.
Yes, you do.
No.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.